Hello, I am Allison Gingras, founder of Reconcile to You Ministries. I'm so thrilled to be with you to talk about one of my favorite topics, Mary. For my Marian topic, though, I wanted to share with you the prayer she herself shared in so many of her apparitions, not just one or two, but various, many. And she really encouraged us to pray the rosary. Now, I work for Family Rosary. The ministry began by Father Patrick Payton, Venerable Father Patrick Payton. And it's kind of an interesting job because our mission is to encourage families to pray, especially the rosary. And I have this kind of interesting relationship with the rosary. I grew up praying the rosary only during thunderstorms. And then, true story, our house was struck by lightning. I didn't at that time realize that what had happened was our home was protected from being destroyed by the lightning. It was very minimal damage, and the Lord had protected us. Instead, I looked at it like, oh, these things are broken. I'm not going to pray anymore. And I kind of went away for a while from praying the rosary. I have since discovered the beauty of it, but I still struggle very much to pray it every day, as the Blessed Mother has inspired us, or encouraged us, I should say, to do in many of her apparitions, to pray it for peace. Who doesn't need more peace in their life, in their home, in the world? Father Payton has a very famous saying that he said often: the family that prays together stays together. Is one of them, you've probably heard of it, but the other one was: a world at prayer is a world at peace. And again, who couldn't use more peace? And our world certainly could use more prayer and peace at this time. But I sat one day right before I went to bed and I said, Lord, I want to pray the rosary more often. I want to embrace this beautiful devotion, especially since I'm called to do it in my work. Like, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but I'm struggling here. So I asked the Lord before I went to sleep. Interesting, right? That I wouldn't ask Mary. I asked Jesus, because one of the things we have to understand is any prayer to Mary is to lead us closer to her son, Jesus. So if she is out telling the world, pray the rosary, we know that that message comes from her son, comes from Jesus. So why the rosary? So off I went to sleep, and I woke up in the morning, and it was like, get me a pen moment in my life. Just this huge aha moment of all the reasons why praying the rosary is so important, and why the Blessed Mother would encourage us to pray this prayer. This devotion is more than just a prayer. It's several prayers, which was one of my aha moments. The rosary isn't just one prayer. It's many prayers and many important prayers. So here's just a little, I'm not going to be able to go through all of them in the short time that I'm given with you right now, but I just want to kind of give you a taste and get you kind of hopefully as excited about this beautiful prayer that brings us closer to Jesus through Mary, the rosary. So first and foremost, if you were to pray the rosary every single day of your life, every day you would make the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross is important because it wards off the devil. It renews our baptism. It is a prayer in and of itself and one of the most powerful ones that we have. Next, you would profess your faith. You would speak the Apostles' Creed, pray the Apostles' Creed, which reminds us of what we believe and who we believe. And if you really slow down and say the words of the Apostles' Creed, I think you're going to be kind of, well, at least I was mind blown because I just rattle it off. And I never really slowed down to look at every word I was speaking. So every day you would profess your faith. You would pray the Our Father, which, by the way, is the prayer that Jesus himself gave us. When the apostles said, how do we pray? He responded with these words of the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You can find that in the scriptures. I'm sure you know the prayer if you don't by heart. Again, I grew up having to know the Our Father for every year of my catechesis, every year that I was, you know, finished a year of, we called it back then, CCD, faith formation, to go to the next year, I had to sit out in the hallway with a teacher or a volunteer, and I had to be able to say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the act of contrition, and then after, in older years, the Apostles' Creed, in order to move on to the next year. But I never was ever taught or didn't pay attention that that prayer, the Our Father, wasn't just something I had to memorize to pass on to the next year of religious education. It was actually the prayer that Jesus himself gave us. How beautiful. So we pray that not just once, but six times when we pray the rosary. And we're praying along with the words Jesus himself gave us. Amazing, just truly amazing. The next thing that we would do on these three little beads, we would ask for an increase in virtue, of faith, hope, and love. I don't know about you, but I lack virtue. I'm always struggling with some aspect of virtue, to love more, to be more compassionate, to be more charitable, to be more more hopeful, to be less, to despair less, to look to God for all of that I need, and to lean on him, patience, peace, all the beautiful virtues. And so we ask every single day, you would ask for an outpouring of increase in a virtue of faith, hope, and love. And these are super important virtues for us to have. They are gifts from God, and only he can give them, and only he can increase them. But we have to cooperate with that gift. And the Blessed Mother was filled with grace. Grace is the undeserved yet freely given gift of God's Holy Spirit within us. She was conceived was born without original sin. That was a special singular grace given just to her. And she also, so that was the singular grace given to her, but then she had to cooperate with grace for the rest of her life. She had to cooperate with the grace that God had given her so that she would not fall into sin, that she would stay close to him. So we know the importance of grace. Prayer is one way that we get grace, and asking for an increase in those virtues, the ones that she lived so perfectly, so beautifully through her intercession. Can't find a better way to ask for grace to be poured into our life than through prayer and through the intercession of the woman who lived, cooperated with grace so perfectly. So after we do that, we would then pray the Glory Be. The Glory Be is a prayer of praise to the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We recognize a triune God in that moment, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we praise him. He's the same. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, God without end. We don't say those words, but that's what we're professing. God without end. He has always been. He is now, and he will be forever. And that is something to be praised, to be recognized every day as we pray for whatever it is. I sometimes use my rosary beads as a spiritual abacus, where I use each bead to pray for another person, to pray for another intention. And then we will also, I use it as the School of Mary, as John Paul II told us to, as we learn to know her son, God, Mary's son, Jesus, better through the mysteries of the rosary. And there are five mysteries each day. There's four mysteries. Try that again. There are 20 mysteries. Let's just go to the end. There are five for each day that you pray, for each rosary that you pray. And there are four: the glorious, the joyful, the luminous, and the sorrowful. And each one teaches us a little bit more about Jesus. Again, our prayers to Mary are not to glorify Mary, there to get close to her son through the person who knew him the best, the one who carried him, the one that gave birth and was the first to lay eyes upon him, who spent 30 years with him privately, getting to know him, watching him grow in virtue himself, to watch him grow in wisdom and honor and all that he is. And no one knows him better than her. So why would we not turn to her in prayer to get to know Jesus, to get closer to Jesus? And the rosary is one of the most easiest ways to do that. It's built in to meditate upon the life of Christ and to do so through the intercession of Mary. As we pray on Our Father, we introduce the mystery. You can look it up in the scriptures. I love scriptural rosaries. You can just think about it yourself, like meditate upon what does that mystery mean? See yourself in it, in that mystery. Ask questions. And then from there, we pray 10 Hail Marys. And this prayer is biblical. We see parts of it throughout scripture. We hear the words of Elizabeth as she greeted Mary, Hail Mary. We see the words from the Archangel Gabriel, where he says, Hail Mary, full of grace. We're taught right from the beginning that God has filled Mary with grace, grace the undeserved yet freely given gift of God's Holy Spirit within us. And it's that grace we need to follow God, to know God, to grow closer to him, to become holy, to be little Christs, as Mary is, St. Louis de Montfort talks about in his consecration to Jesus through Mary. The rosary is this perfect prayer to bring us closer to God. It's this compact prayer that we can carry with us. You can stick it in your purse. You can stick it in your pocket. I have one that I hang in my car. And whenever I'm in the car, I either listen to a rosary or I pray it. I don't commute as much as I used to, but I really love the quiet of sitting. Sometimes it's hard to find quiet in your house, right? There's people everywhere and I'm very easily distracted. I'm also get very nervous when I drive, and I really enjoy the comfort of holding on to my rosary beads. There are some times in my life that I can't even pray, and the whatever's happening is so difficult, so devastating, that words for prayer don't come to me, and I will hold them like I'm just holding Mary's hand. The Blessed Mother loves you so intensely, more than you can probably gather or understand yourself, to hold her hand, to pray the prayer that she herself in all these apparitions makes known to us, to encourages us, tells us that this is our way to heaven, that this is our way of knowing her son. This is our way of bringing peace into the world. This is a powerful and beautiful prayer. It wasn't one that, well, when I was a little kid, my other experience with the rosary was going to my grandmother's house and becoming homesick. And she would give me the rosary to pray to fall asleep. And I was like, oh, Grammy, this is a perfect idea. I'm so bored. I'll be asleep before I know it. What my grandmother knew is that it wasn't boredom that put me to sleep. It was peace that was restored to my heart through prayer, through a mother who loves you, who's always with you, who's guiding you closer to her son, and he is our salvation. It is him that we find heaven. We're not praying to her. We're not glorifying her. We are honoring her because, as St. Maximilian Kolbe said, you cannot love Mary too much because of how much her son loved her. Okay, that's the Alice in a Bridge version of a very beautiful quote from Maximilian Kolbe. You should look that up. I encourage you, as you spend this month of May, as you spend this time getting to know Mary, to include the rosary in your everyday prayers. I still struggle. I'm getting closer. It's maybe closer to 25 days out of the 30. But I know the importance of this beautiful prayer, and I ask her herself to help me to add it to my daily prayers. I encourage you to do the same. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm Allison Gingras, and you can learn more about my work and my ministry at reconciledtoyou.com. God bless.